AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. President Clinton says the world isn't moving fast enough to slow climate change. He spoke to a conference on climate change in Anchorage.
If we do nothing to keep glaciers from melting faster and oceans from rising faster and forests from burning faster and storms from growing stronger, we will condemn our children to a planet beyond their capacity to repair.
The president started his three-day visit to Alaska by announcing the restoration of the native Alaskan name for the country's tallest mountain.
Long before it was named Mount McKinley for the man who became America's 25th president, native Alaskans spoke of the High One, Denali, in the Athabascan tongue. Now, after a gap of 130 years, Mount Denali is back.
Returning the most magnificent peak in our nation to its original name.
The president heralded the change in a meeting with Native Alaskans and was cheered by Governor Bill Walker and other state officials. But politicians from William McKinley's native Ohio were furious, Congressman Bob Gibbs calling it an insulting political stunt. Mark Smith, Washington.
Chris Christie returned to late night, the New Jersey governor telling Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show that he might go nuclear if he isn't called on enough in the next GOP debate.
Stay tuned. On September 16th, we may be changing tactics. You know, if I get to like 15 questions in a row, count them at home. I get to 15 in a row, they're going to go, uh-oh, he's going to go nuclear now.
Christie's been struggling to gain momentum in the crowded Republican presidential field. A study finds that marijuana has replaced cigarettes as the smokable substance of choice among college undergrads who light up regularly. Just under 6% of full-time students surveyed by University of Michigan researchers reported using pot every day or at least 20 times in the previous month. Only 5% identified themselves as heavy cigarette smokers. This is AP Radio News. Donald Trump loses a fight against New York's attorney general.
Donald Trump accused Attorney General Eric Schneiderman of soliciting campaign donations from Trump's daughter Ivanka while Schneiderman's office was investigating her father's business school. After the ethics panel dropped Trump's complaint, Schneiderman returned the $500 donation. Meanwhile, the attorney general's $40 million lawsuit against the mogul over his Trump University is still pending. Schneiderman says the school did not deliver on promises and engaged in fraud. Trump says students rated the program as excellent. Julie Walker, New York.
A month after Boston's bid for the 2024 Olympic Games collapsed, Los Angeles appears to be on the verge of stepping in as the replacement U.S. candidate. The city council scheduled a vote Tuesday on a proposal to authorize Mayor Garcetti to execute agreements related to the bid. It outlines over $6 billion in public and private spending. I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.